The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
People tell me that since I'm the announcer, it's not about me, Todd Wilkerson. They say that my job is to serve the host of the show, Eric Metaxas.
What nonsense. I've known Eric for years, and you can take it from me. You just can't depend on him.
Mark my words. One day you'll blink and he'll be gone.
Off to fleece the next group of suckers.
But I'll always be here, no matter what, right here for you. Put your feet up and tell me all about it. Oh, yeah. And now your host.
If he's even still showing up.
Eric Metaxas.
What a jerk. You know, Todd, someday you're going to get yours. Someday. Unfortunately, it's Miracle Monday, and I have to maintain my composure because we've got really good things to talk about. Nothing to do with you, Todd. All right, we're talking to Brian LaPute. I can't even believe I'm sitting here. Ken Fish, welcome to the program. Brian, welcome to the program. We're talking about out-and-out miracles. Yes. You, sir, have experienced one, and it's great when a typically tight-lipped tri-state area cop, because you're not, you know, there's some people that everything's a miracle and they're very effusive and stuff. You're the opposite of that, and that's what I love. So you're telling me your whole life changes. You are paralyzed. You can't get out of bed without a crutch. To stand, you needed a brace.
Yeah, I have a special brace made just to fit my leg because everybody's different size.
Just to stand?
Just to stand, yes.
Okay. I believe we have that brace in the studio. Do we have a photo of that brace? Oh, we have a 3D printout of the brace right here. Hold on a second. There's braces and there's braces. This looks like a leg. This looks like the bionic man's leg. I can see you're a patriot from the way you decorated it. But this is heavy.
Yes, it is.
I mean, I'm amazed at how heavy this is. It's actually a little hard for me to believe that you needed all this, not to walk, but just to literally stand up.
Just to stand up.
So in other words, you had nothing going on in that leg. Without this, you just collapse.
That would support me to keep me upright.
Okay, so how many years did you use this brace?
That brace, well, that's a second brace. I had another brace before that, but I had that brace for almost 5 years, that one that you had in your hand.
Okay, so how long does this go on, and how do you deal with this?
So when I first got hurt, I was going back and forth to the doctors. I was going back and forth to physical therapy. I was going back and forth to all kinds of appointments for therapy and stuff. Everybody wanted to test me for this, that, and the next thing to see what's going on the right side of my body. And they wanted to see if things would change. Nothing ever changed. During that time, I have debilitating headaches for 4 years. I had a migraine headache that never stopped for 4 years straight.
Wow.
I went to bed with a headache.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Again, only a tri-state area cop would put it that way. You had a migraine headache for 4 years.
4 years. Constant headache.
I can't even. Are you kidding?
I'm
I mean,
not kidding.
Like. The,
I would literally sit on a couch and not move, and then my my wife would come up to me and say, what's the matter? And I wouldn't say anything. I wouldn't say nothing. I said nothing. I would just push it to the side because I knew if I would tell her how miserable I was, she would get even right. more upset over and over
right.
and over.
And because you're a good husband and a good man. And, you know, for folks, if you're scoring at home, this is what's called suffering. People suffer. Mm-hmm. The people listening right now, you're suffering. You know somebody who's suffering. You have suffered. You will suffer. This is part of life. But this is extreme, what we're talking about. So you had 10 and a half years of this. Now, were you or your wife... Now, I know you have three kids from a previous marriage.
Yes.
Okay. And you're trying to live your life. And were you or your wife people of faith? I mean, I don't...
Yes, we were.
Okay, so
we
you...
We are. We are.
So
we're.
You... Well, maybe if you have a big miracle, you become a person of faith. But you're telling me before this... You believed in Jesus. You were
yes.
a Christian.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
So you're going to church on Sundays.
Yes.
With the brace.
Yes.
And the headache.
And the headache.
And,
and the pain in the neck and everything else.
And she's right here. You can't say that. it was a joke. Ah, I gotcha. You can only make jokes like that if the wife is really wonderful. Otherwise,
she is wonderful.
I know. That's why. I can tell. So so you're telling me you're going through this, right? And you're struggling. You keep praying. But listen, I've been through physical stuff myself and depression. And when you go through stuff for years and years, a lot of Christians have easy answers. They go, oh, you should do this. You should do that. Have you tried this? Have you tried magnets? And you want to smack them. I could say that because you're a former cop. You want to give them a good smack. Like, shut up. I've heard it 10,000 times. I've prayed. I've done everything. So please, thank you very much. You must, on some level, you get to that point because you know you believe in the possibility of healing, but 10 years yes. of serious suffering.
I always believe that in healing, but what happens is that when you're in such pain all the time, I guess it's the enemy. The enemy sits on your shoulder and he says, you know, after the doctors told me that I'll never be able to walk again, I always had that in the back of my head. You know, the doctor said this, you're not going to get any better. And I wasn't getting any better. You know,
well, according to the doctors, it's absolutely clear you're not going to get better.
Yeah.
You need a miracle.
Yes.
So what happened that led to all of us being here today? What did your wife want
so
from
you? So because
of
all of my ups and downs with the Lord, I'd have good months, bad months, good years, bad years. She would always tell me, you know, we got to go over here. We got to go over there. We'll get prayed for over here.
I used to have a wife like that. I got rid of her. Just kidding. No, because my wife's exactly like that. It's interesting. It's very, but I mean, that's such a beautiful thing
to
have somebody in your life saying, let's try this. Let's try that. I mean, that's a big deal. So,
and everything she did was faith based. She would do nothing that was, you know, out of what we believed in. But when, you know, we would go all over the place. We would just go get prayed for.
Okay, and so you did. You would go to places to get prayed for. So what happened in Pennsylvania, what is this, a year ago?
No, it's actually...
2 months ago.
2 months and 3 weeks on the 23rd.
All right.
So it's
so this could obviously be temporary.
No, it's not temporary.
No, that's a joke. That's a negative confession. It's a bad joke. You mean to tell me... 3 months ago this happened?
3 months ago this happened.
Okay. So you go to a conference. But why was it so important to your wife that you go to this conference? Because it seems like it was particularly important that you go to this conference.
She wanted to go see Ken Fish.
And how did she know about Ken Fish?
She knows about everything.
She knows about everything.
She knows about
everything. That little lady over there. All right. So she gets this idea that Ken's got the juice. This guy, God is using him. Let's check it out. Okay, and you say?
I said, well, at first I was, because we've gone to so many different
conferences
and stuff, I didn't want to go.
Yeah.
I said, I didn't want another person praying for me.
Yeah.
I guess I was in one of my valleys, not one of my peaks.
Well, because when you don't get healed, you feel like I don't want to hurt their feelings by not getting healed. That's how I feel. Like, well, I don't want them to pray for me, because when I know I don't get healed, you know, they'll be disappointed or whatever. You've been through this so many times.
Yeah, and to some point, I was disappointed when I wasn't getting healed, because I knew God heals, but I just didn't know if it was going to be me.
Well, of course. You don't want to be, you know, Charlie Brown kicking the football one more time. Like, you're just going to sit this one out. Okay, but for some reason, you go.
Yeah, she said, you know, she said, all you have to do is go to this conference, and you won't have to give me a birthday present, Christmas present, anniversary present. So I said, hey, that's a great deal.
Oh, my. The savings.
The savings right there, yeah.
The money that you could save just from going to, man. So this is money.
Three days is money
in your pocket, so you're going. All right, so you go.
And how far of a drive was it from where you lived down to Ephrata, where that conference was being held?
About an hour and 45 minutes.
Okay, so it was a bit of a schlep, but nothing.
It's not around the corner, two-hour drive. Okay, so you decide to go, and what happens?
So as I'm driving down to Pennsylvania, I had that little guy on the shoulder saying, I don't know why you're going, because you're paralyzed, and the doctors say you're paralyzed. And on the other side, I guess the Holy Spirit was talking to me, and he's like, you need to open your heart, go. You need to take it. And I didn't know what that meant at first. I really didn't. I'm like, what do you mean?
Whoa, what do you mean? You mean you heard God somehow say to you, you need to take it? You need to take this?
I just heard something in my heart or in my soul or whatever saying take it. But I didn't understand what it really
meant. Or receive this. But since this was in Jersey, they say take it. Okay, we're going to be right back. Man, this is incredible. Miracle Monday on the Eric Metaxas Show.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter, so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project. Home Advisor.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that the annual maintenance fees are right around the corner, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. You have all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. Now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. You know I use it. I rave about it. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers. I love that. Bed sheets, so much more. For example, they're bringing back the buy one, get one free offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Now, remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free offer for the MyPillows. You've got to enter the promo code ERIC or Metaxas. That's the key. Eric or Metaxas, 800-978-3057, 800-978-3057.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. There are over 400 programs in the Prager store, and now by becoming a Pragertopia Unlimited member, you can listen to every program in the store. Courses, lectures, show segments, even my Torah teachings. Almost everything I've ever recorded over the last 20 years, over 1,000 hours of program. Of course, Pragertopia Unlimited members get every radio show since 2009 as well. All commercial-free on demand. Wow. No, this is a big deal. This is truly a big deal, if I'm allowed to say that about my own work. For a limited time, it's only $119 for an entire year to join Pragertopia Unlimited. Get to listen to every show in the Prager store, every lecture I've given, every course. And you'll get a coupon for 50% off the Rational Bible, Genesis, which is autographed. I put my life into these works. They're meant to change your life, open up your mind, and they make a spectacular gift. Go to Pragertopia.com and sign up, Pragertopia Unlimited.
In our next, for the rest of the show, we're going to be talking to my friend Michael Brown. He's got a new book out. But in this segment, we are still here, sitting here with my friend Ken Fish and my new friend, former cop Brian LaPoo. So you go to this conference to get your wife off your back, and then you feel like, well, okay, God's telling me, just go and receive whatever I have for you. Somehow you're getting this message.
Yes.
So what happens?
So we go to the conference, and of course, my wife makes me sit in the front. We got to sit in the front no matter where we go all the time.
Right.
And I'm listening to the pastors. I'm listening to the Word of God, and it's just it's entering in my heart more than it ever entered before. And I don't know if it was because I was more open than I ever were before, and I don't know why it was this time and not any of the other 100 times.
See, that's the question everybody has always, and we're not going to get to that, but go ahead.
So I was sitting there, and I'm just – all the messages were basically for me. It was all about – you know, it was about healing, and we need to open our hearts and get ourselves in line with God. And I think I got myself to the point where I needed to be in – I was in line more than I ever was before. And that was the first night we went through. We came back, and then the second day we went, and we were listening to God's word. And that afternoon, I told my wife, I said, you know what? I think I'm taking a brace off. I don't know why. I guess the Holy Spirit was beating down in my heart, getting rid of all the garbage that was in there, beating the enemy out of me to stop telling me that I'm going to be paralyzed for the rest of my life. And I said,
You don't even know why.
I don't know why.
Just have this crazy idea, I'm going to take off the brace.
I just felt like the Lord was telling me the brace is coming off tonight. It's coming off.
Oh, it's like I was telling you it is coming off.
That's how I felt. Like it's going to come off. You're not.
Okay.
So I think the way to describe this is you had something arising in your heart. It was birthed by the Spirit of God.
Yes.
But some would call it hope, some would call it faith. They're not quite the same, but a lot of people use those terms interchangeably. But for the first time in a decade, you were having some sort of anticipation that this might be the night.
Yes, because I never had that feeling before, never, when anyone else was praying or wherever else I went.
Yeah.
I never had that feeling before.
Right, okay.
So we're at the second night we were there, and they started praying for people, and they asked if anybody had words of knowledge for any kind of ailment that's going around. And pastors were saying, you know, do you have a hurt shoulder? Do you have a headache? Do you have your toe hurt, or does something hurt? And I'm sitting there and I'm going, what about me? I said, I'm paralyzed. I'm like, how come nobody could have a word for that? And I started to get really discouraged. And I really thought that God was just going to pass me by after I felt like I was in really good alignment with him, and I was really expecting something more than I've ever did before. And I look at my wife, she looks at me, and I think we both had the discouragement on our face only because there was never a word for me. And we went through that whole night, the rest of the night, and at the end of the service, one of the pastors say, if there's anyone else that has any other kind of ailment that wasn't mentioned, want come up and the students will pray
right,
for you.
Right.
So I don't know what it was. I know what it was. It was the Holy Spirit said, get up. And I think I was the first one that stood up. And I went right towards the front of the altar. And while I was walking towards the front of the altar, there had to be 30 people, students.
Now, when you say walking, you got the brace on.
I had the brace on, yes.
And can you walk without a cane, or how do you walk?
That brace holds me up just like I would walk normally.
Okay.
So I walked up with my brace, and as I'm walking straight in front of the altar, the Holy Spirit just said, turn left. And I don't know why I would turn left, because there was no reason to. There was nobody in front of me.
When you say the Holy Spirit said, how did he say it? What did you feel? What did you sense? What prompted you to know you should pivot left, not right, or keep going straight?
I just heard turn left.
Okay.
You don't mean politically?
No.
Oh, thank God. Man, if the Holy Spirit's speaking that, I don't know if that's the Holy Spirit. Okay, so seriously, you go left. What happens?
So I walk up in front of this younger student, and she says, what's the matter? And I said, I have a spinal cord injury, and I need prayer. So she puts her hand on my chest, and she starts praying for me. I said, I don't need you to put your hand on my chest. I need you to put your hand on my neck. And she put her hand on my neck, and as soon as she started praying, I started getting a really hot sensation on the back of my neck. And then the next thing you know, I'm on the ground.
Okay, and had that ever happened to you before, that you'd been, like, knocked down like that?
On the ice.
That's true. No, there was several other times that I was knocked down, but not like this. When I was on the ground, you know, I could see all different colors in my eyes and all of that. And then I awoke, and then the girl said to me, she says, how do you feel? And I said, I feel extreme peace. I really felt...
Well, you said all different colors. In other words, something dramatic was happening.
Something definitely was something.
This is not just like you're knocked down, like you're tired. It's like something different was going on.
Yes, because when that happened, and she said, can you do anything different? I looked right at my hand, and I had a feeling like it was definitely going to be... something's going to change. Something's definitely going to change. And then when I looked at my hand and I said, open, and it opened.
So you're telling me that hand...
This hand was
for 10 years
like this.
For 10 years, you could not open that hand.
I couldn't open it, and now I can open it like this. So when that happened, a flurry of emotions came through me, because I wasn't expecting it, to be completely honest. I was expecting something, but maybe I had doubt. I don't know what it was. But when I saw my hand, I said, well, if the Lord can open that hand right now, he can make my leg move. So I scurried back up towards the altar, and one of the kids that were behind me were praying for me. I said, I'm going to take my leg off. And he goes to me, are you sure you're going to take that leg off? And I said, yeah. I said, the Lord already moved my hand. He's going to move my leg. So they helped me up. I needed a one whole lap around the sanctuary. The second lap.
Whoa. What, say this again. You stand up now.
Well, I stand up with the help of the two other gentlemen behind me. And while I'm starting to take steps, they're praying for me. And the girl that was praying for me is still praying for me. And as I'm walking or starting to walk through the sanctuary, I'm getting better and better and better and better.
And the brace is...
The brace is off.
I took the brace off.
It's off.
And you had not been able to walk without this brace for 10 and a half years.
I was completely paralyzed on the right side for 10 and a half years.
And your hand had never been able to open.
My hand had never been open for 10 and a half years. And it's open.
So you walk around. You take two laps. You're walking now. So what in the world are you thinking?
At first, when I was on the ground, I had a flurry of emotion and everything. And as I started walking, to be honest, it didn't seem real. It didn't seem real at all, because now I'm expecting something. And then when it happened, I'm like, what just happened? I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe what happened. And I think I was numb, to be honest with
you. Was your wife there?
She was there. Yeah,
and what was she saying? I told you so?
I think she was even more numb than me, because we always said the day you get healed, we're going to be jumping around all over the place. And the day I got healed, we both just kind of looked at each other and were numb.
Because you can't believe it.
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. Well, I could believe it, but I couldn't believe it.
Okay, we just got like a minute left. So this is a miracle.
Yes, it is.
And Ken didn't pray for you. This is a student pray for you. So we all know this is Jesus. This is not Ken. This is not... You get miraculously healed after 10 and a half years. Did you go to the doctor?
I've gone to, I actually went to the, I went to the doctor, but he wasn't in, and I spoke to the lady that took care of all of my reporting for Workman's Comp. She was in contact with the doctors. They are doctors of faith, so they're not, I guess they're, they definitely believe that miracles take place, but as anything else, until you really see something, it's really hard to believe. I believe miracles happen. But until it happened to me, you can't. It's unbelievable what happens once you. I was paralyzed less than 3 months ago, and I walk, and I walk today without a brace.
I can't. We're out of time, Brian. I'm just so thrilled that you were willing to come here from across the river to tell one of the most amazing stories. Ken, thank you for doing what you do so that this could happen. I just want to close by saying, folks, I know you're listening. A lot of people are listening. Jesus is real. Like, forget the debating about it. This stuff is real. The only problem is the details, and you can figure that out in your own. But this stuff is real, and it's amazing. Brian and Ken, thank you.
Thank you.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The three committees leading the Democrat impeachment probe have released the first transcripts of closed-door interviews as part of their inquiry into President Trump's dealings with Ukraine. Republicans had called for the release of the transcripts as Democrats have held the initial interviews in private. A federal appeals court in New York says President Trump's tax returns can be turned over to state criminal investigators. That ruling by the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals is certain to be further appealed. Hundreds of thousands of Canadians have been unwittingly exposed to high levels of lead in their drinking water, with contamination in several cities consistently higher than they ever were in Flint, Michigan. That's according to an investigative project that was published today. On Wall Street, stocks are higher, the Dow up 68 points, the NASDAQ ahead 40. This is SRN News.
The annual enrollment for Medicare is coming soon, so we're here at Health Markets, a free service to help make sure you have the right Medicare plan. Mike, there's a lot going on here.
There sure is. Health Markets has invented the Fit Score to instantly compare thousands of Medicare plans from national insurance companies. In minutes, folks can find out if their current plan is the right fit or if there's another plan that can provide extra coverage and help save money. Best of all, the service is free.
So what Medicare benefits could people be missing out on?
A lot. Plans with $0 copays, $0 deductibles, and $0 premiums. Plans that include dental and vision coverage, or diabetic supplies, hearing aids, and more at no additional cost. With so many choices, our advice is don't go it alone when there's a free, unbiased service that can help.
Go to healthmarkets.com or call 800-716-7780. That's 800-716-7780. 800-716-7780.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon?
Hey there, folks. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. I would like to ride in your beautiful balloon. We'll talk about that after the show. I am sitting here with my friend, Dr. Michael Brown. Michael, you write books often, and you have a new book out. Anytime you're in New York, I just want to get you in the studio here. So you have a new book out called Job, The Faith to Challenge God, a new translation and commentary. What's this all about?
Yeah, so I've had a lifelong fascination with the book of Job. As a new believer, when I started reading the Bible at 16, 17 years old, I remember, you know, the opening chapters in Job and the test of faith and all that. It was unbelievable. And then he would say something, I'd say, amen. And then I'd read the friends, and they'd say something. It's like, well, I agree with that. And then Job would, I couldn't figure out who was right. And then another friend speaks at length at the end, and then God speaks, and what was God's point? The book was amazing. So for many years, I would teach on different aspects of it. And some years back, probably close to a decade ago, I was doing a class on Job at a seminary where I serve as an adjunct professor for grad students. And we dug in, and I became so obsessed. I thought, I've got to write a commentary on the book of Job. So worked it out with Hendrickson Publishers to do it as an independent commentary. So it's not part of a series. But I finished the whole thing, and it was just right for me. And at the end, the publisher said, you know, you're writing for two audiences. You're writing for an academic audience and for a popular audience. And that worked for me because I'm in both of those worlds.
Well, you and I are a little bit like that,
right? Yeah, and
like
they said, you're going to have to choose one or the other. So I redid the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
And what I did is I took all the scholarship behind it. I made a brand new translation of the book. But I did it in a way that any serious student of the word can dig in. And then I added like 150 plus pages of reflections at the end. You know, Job and the new atheists. And is suffering a reward for righteousness.
Okay, so this is a book about the book of Job, which happens to have a new translation.
No, it's a full commentary. It's a 350-plus page commentary with new translation, plus theological reflections and essays in the back. So it really, you know, who was the Satan in the book of Job? And what about, you know, the subtitle, The Faith to Challenge God, challenging God as an act of faith in Job. And here, maybe the most surprising thing at the end of the book, Job 42:7, after Job has repented and God's rebuked him soundly and he's repented, then God says, I'm angry with Eliphaz and the friends because they did not speak rightly about me as my servant Job did. He calls him my servant three times and says, Job spoke rightly about me. And the Orthodox guys, the ones who were defending God and who were saying, well, if you're suffering, it's obviously because you're wicked and God blesses the righteous and punishes the wicked. So obviously there's something wicked here going on. And Job was saying, God, you're a tyrant. If that's who you are, you're behind all the evil in the world. I mean, he's lashing out at God in the midst of his pain. And at the end of the book, God says, Job spoke rightly about me. And the other friends didn't. How in the world is that? So I open that up. I talk about the dangers of holding to a too rigid orthodoxy. And what I really tried to do was take the raw power and spirit of Job and bring it to the reader. And also say, look, even though Job is humbled at the end and realizes that he shouldn't have spoken against God, that he was completely out of turn. I mean, we're closer to a worm. And if you want to compare, we're closer to a worm in terms of what we understand than we are to God and his perfection,
right?
Who are we to tell him how to run his universe? And yet, there's something in the book saying it's okay if you go through this. It's okay if you have the anger and the frustration and think there's something wrong with God. Just ride it out until the end, because in the end, God means things for good.
Well, see, this is why honesty is so beautiful. In other words, God, if he sees us, like let's say we're angry with him or we're weeping and we're challenging him, that can come from a beautiful place of faith. And in the book of Job, obviously, that's what you see, that this man has suffered so that his faith is deeper than the faith of these theologically orthodox friends, which is really at the heart of Scripture, isn't it? I mean, you see this with Jesus and the Pharisees. You see this, that God always wants to go a little deeper than the theological orthodoxy. It's kind of weird to say it that way.
So there is truth in the orthodoxy.
Yes,
right?
And, of course.
And Scripture affirms that, but there is a rigidity where we can't see anything that doesn't fit our nice little categories.
Right.
And that which causes us to not look through eyes of love at someone, we just put them in doctrinal categories. And even though Job went too far, and Job did rail against God in ways that God rebuked him for, at the same time, throughout the dialogues that go on, the friends are, Job, you're this, Job, you're this. And Job basically says to the friends, forget it. God, he's looking up. There was something in his relationship with God that was deep enough to challenge him. So he goes too far on the one hand. On the other hand, he knows that if God is really the God that he worshiped, that things should not be the way they were, that something was wrong. And of course, that was the truth.
I love it. It's kind of funny because Bonhoeffer at some point says, in every sermon, I try to put a little shot of heresy. Now, he doesn't really mean that, but he's making a point that theological orthodoxy can be so rigid, as you put it, that it ceases to be true.
Yeah.
It's a real conundrum, and it shows us that God is alive, that when you try to get God figured out, he always goes a little beyond what you've put him in these boxes or something like that. So it doesn't mean we don't take theology seriously, but it can only get us so far. At some level, we have to have a personal relationship with the God behind the words. We're going to be right back talking to Michael Brown, the book. I can't wait to see this. Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. There's something you all need to know about Relief Factor and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain, and they've been a consistent sponsor of the show for several years. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. It sounds like they're doing super, and then they're gone. Well, not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year, and that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain. I'm one of them. Shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain. And they are now in less or no pain at all. All these people, it's as simple as that. It works. That's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain today. And the first step is to order the 3-week quick start pack for $19.95. If you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who would happily tell you to give it a try. It can be done. It could be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. Remember, relieffactor.com. It works. It works.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project. Home Advisor.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point Software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last three decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point Software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. Vantage Point is making its exclusive market forecast process available to you for free when you text money to 411-411. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future. Text money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Show. You can tell by the unbelievable bumper music. I'm sitting here talking to Dr. Michael Brown. Ask Dr. Brown is his website, askdrbrown.org. The new book, Job, The Faith to Challenge God, a new translation and commentary. This sounds like an amazing book, Mike. And in the book, you answer all kinds of questions like you talk about challenging God as an act of faith. How would Job comfort a sufferer? Who was the Satan in the book of Job? I want to ask you that. Who was the Satan figure in the book of Job? Because when people talk about Satan, you try to look at scripture, who's Satan? It's a little confusing. People talk about Satan in the book of Job. And I know that that's just the word, Hebrew word for adversary. But what do you say?
Yeah, I translate it as the adversary. Very close to that is the accuser. So the adversary seemed to be the strong and more general term that's used. It's interesting that in terms of appearing in a personal way, so we know you've got the snake in the garden, Genesis 3, but it doesn't mention Satan overtly there, that he's not mentioned until the later books of the Bible. So he's not mentioned, for example, until the book of Zechariah, the third chapter. He's opposing the high priest Joshua. Or he's mentioned in 1 Chronicles 21:1 that it says that Satan incited David to number Israel. Whereas in 2 Samuel 24:1, which is an earlier book, what does it say? It says that the anger of the Lord incited Satan, incited David. Then after the exile, they begin to talk about this figure Satan more openly. Many people think that Job is the oldest book of the Bible. It's not true. The account may be dated back to patriarchal times. The events of the book of Job may go back to, say, the time of Abraham. And Job is not a Jew. He's really a pre-Israelite righteous man. But I believe the book is written much later, perhaps closer to the exilic period. And that's why it begins to mention this figure, Satan. So HaSatan, the adversary, that's who he is. I do believe it's the same one that we know in the New Testament as Satan, the devil. Right. I believe that's the right understanding of it. But he is utterly malignant and utterly malicious. And even though the dialogue is short, it's very challenging to God. And God, speaking in very human terms in the second chapter, the third verse, says to Satan, "You're inciting me against Job to destroy him without cause." Later in the book, Job says to God, "You're attacking me without cause." And it's actually true, because there was not a specific cause in Job that he had done something wrong and there the door was open. There was a larger thing that God was going to accomplish through this, and also a picture for all of us that sometimes inexplicable things happen to the righteous, but don't change your view of God. The friends judge Job. Their friends thought, "You must be a sinner. You're doing something wrong."
Well, it's the classic quid pro quo. Like, if you did something wrong, if you're cursed, you deserve it. And that's not the biblical view at all.
No. And look, we know that God made a covenant with Israel and said, if you're obedient, you'll be blessed. If you're disobedient as a nation, you'll be cursed. But we know in the overall course of life that there are plenty of wicked people that live long, healthy lives and plenty of righteous, godly people that are sick or in hospital and things like that. What happened is the friends, because no one understood what was happening behind the scenes with with Satan, right? So the friends think, well, Job's suffering like a wicked man. He must be wicked.
Right.
And even though it's true that Job was not suffering because of his sin, he was sinning because of his suffering. He started to speak in evil ways. When the friends saw that, they nailed him. You're guilty. Well, Job, knowing he doesn't deserve this, his only alternative is to blame God. So Job misjudges God. The friends misjudge Job. We get the picture of what's happening behind the scenes with HaSatan, the adversary. But here's something fascinating, Eric. After the second chapter, Satan's not mentioned specifically anymore. In other words, he does what he does, but he ultimately loses. And ultimately, God does something in Job. Yes, he suffers. He loses terribly. But Job now stands for sufferers through the generations. And it says two things. In Job 42, Job confesses, I heard of you with the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. I have a relationship with God I never had before. Satan meant it for evil. God meant it for good. And then what does it say? That God blessed his acharit, his final end, more than his reshit, his beginning. So the extraordinary redemptive power of God at work as well.
Okay, let me ask you, because we've got only two or so minutes left. You talk in this book, Job, The Faith to Challenge God, about Job and the new atheists. How do you relate the book of Job to the so-called new atheists?
So the new atheists bring all kinds of charges against God. The famous Richard Dawkins quote that God's a megalomaniacal, pesticidal, genocidal, whatever, you know, misogynist, all these evil things about God. And basically, Job, I pull out quote after quote after quote. Job brings really serious charges against God. But Job's answer is who God really is. That for Job, the worst nightmare of all, and the thing that would have made no sense in the universe, is that God doesn't exist. The fact that he had these issues with the way it seemed God was behaving based on his experience, but then realized that there must be justice in God's universe and there must be a just God behind it. So Job's answer to the new atheist is the worst possible nightmare is there is no God. And the answer to the bad experiences and bad things that make God look bad is ultimately, in the end, he'll emerge as good and compassionate and faithful and righteous and just.
It's funny because Job is, in some ways, the most human of all the books in the Bible, right? Like, there's something about it that, I mean, there's a poetry there. It's like a Shakespearean play or something. There's so much going on. It's hard to parse and to look at the way you look at a lot of other books in the Bible, but it's sort of the most human in the sense of the raw struggle that many of us go with suffering. And anytime anybody has cheap Christian answers, like, you know, they'll throw a scripture at you or something, you feel like saying, you know what, you don't get it.
No,
it's not so simple. God is God, and sometimes we do a great disservice to God when we put on a quick bandage of scripture, because sometimes that's not what is called for.
No, and there is a raw power to Job. I tried to convey it in the translation. I wrestled writing it. It's a trial to write, but the joy, the privilege of going through it and seeing there's no book in history ever written like the book of Job. So I'm thrilled to get a commentary out that your average interested Christian reader, interested reader, can read, Jew and Christian alike.
I'm thrilled.
And then hopefully bring it together with those essays at the end and let Job speak afresh.
I'm so thrilled that you're my friend, that you're doing what you're doing. Congratulations. The book is Job, The Faith to Challenge God. I cannot wait to see it. Michael Brown, thank you.
How was the doctor?
Not what I expected. I have arthritis.
What? How can I help?
Well, the doctor gave me a rundown on what to know and what to do, and also mentioned a symptom tracking app called Arthritis Power. It can help me and the doc manage my arthritis better.
Well, great. Let's download it from the App Store. Arthritis Power?
Yep, it sounds easy. I just have to answer questions about my pain and other symptoms once a week. It only takes a few minutes. The doctor says that seeing my symptoms over time in this app can help us understand how my arthritis is responding to treatment.
That's cool. Now don't forget to use it, old man. You'll be helping yourself and your doctor.
Old man, what does that make you then?
If you have arthritis, download Arthritis Power. Arthritis Power is from the nonprofit Global Healthy Living Foundation and its patient community, Creaky Joints. Your information is protected and there's never a cost. In fact, you could even be paid for participating in research surveys about arthritis. For more information, go to arthritispower.org or search for Arthritis Power in your app store.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Republican chairman of the Senate Finance Committee is pushing a bill he says is the only way to reduce the high cost of prescription drugs. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Charles Grassley says the bill he co-sponsors with Democrat Ron Wyden of Oregon has two essential components.
It's bipartisan, and President Trump has endorsed it.
He says the Grassley-Wyden Prescription Drug Pricing Reduction Act was recently touted by House Republicans
during an Energy and Commerce Committee hearing as the only path forward to lower prescription drug prices.
Grassley believes that addressing high drug prices is key to the GOP holding its Senate majority. Bob Agnew reporting.
Stocks are higher on Wall Street. Energy companies and banks posting some solid gains. The Dow is up 123 points. The NASDAQ ahead 53. This is SRN News.
There's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Hey there, folks. I'm at Angel Stadium. It's very noisy, but I think it's beautiful. It's sunny. And look who I'm sitting next to, Jeremy Camp. How did this happen, Jeremy? What are you doing here?
So I've known Greg for 19 years.
Do you mean Greg Laurie?
No, sorry. Yes.
The evangelist Greg Laurie?
Yes.
Is he the one putting this crusade on?
So I don't know if you know who Greg is, but Greg, you know, he's a pastor of a church called Harvest.
I happen to know who he is.
Oh,
okay. He owes me $40 if you see him.
He owes me 20.
Really?
Yes. Okay.
He's been pulling this scam.
on everybody.
Now,
massively.
I know that you're here to promote a movie. I want to talk about this movie.
Yeah.
Because is this the Irwin Brothers?
Yeah.
Okay. You are, a lot of people know you, you know, obviously you're a singer in the Christian world, performer. Are you performing tonight?
I am.
You
yeah.
are performing
I am.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know about this movie until yesterday.
Nice.
If you don't mind, tell us the story of the movie.
Yeah. So, first of all, this is exciting for me to be here. This is like my 17th time playing at Harvest Crusade.
What?
Yeah. Not here, but I've played other ones all around the country.
Wow.
So it's, we have, me and Greg have a good relationship. We know each other for years, trust each other. It's, I love him. So I'm always honored to be a part of this. So that to me is just a whole, so excited. So to be able to share tonight about the movie, and they're going to show the trailer tonight.
Right.
And we're going to talk a little bit, kind of interview back and forth about what's going on and what happened.
I didn't know. I mean, you had a very, very rough experience, and I know the film deals with that. And I know a lot of people probably don't know about it. So tell us what happened. You were a very young man.
Yeah, so I was, you know, 21 years old. I met this girl named Melissa, and I met her, and what I was drawn to her by was her love for Jesus. I remember, like, we're at a worship service, and I looked up, and she was raising up her hands in front of everybody. Didn't care what anyone else thought, and I'm like, she's amazing. And so quickly, of course, I mean, the story unfolds. You know, I fell in love quick. We broke up. The whole, you know, drama there. The whole thing is in this movie. But what happened was, we eventually, you know, I found out she had cancer. And so I came up to visit her one time. And this is when we were broken up. And she said to me when I walked into the room, I go, you know, how you doing? How you feeling? She goes, you know what? And she's smiling. And she goes, if I die from this, but if one person's life has changed for Jesus, it's all worth it. And I'm like, well, and I could tell it was real. It wasn't like her just saying what everyone wanted her to say. And that's what made it different. Because we can all talk, but when it's something that truly is that out of the abundance of your heart, it's a different thing. And so she did things out of the abundance of her relationship with Jesus. And so, you know, long story short, we ended up getting married. And 4.5 months in our marriage, she went to be with the Lord. She died of cancer. And so you know, this whole movie is just telling my story and telling how we met, how I came from Indiana to Bible college in California, how I met Melissa, our story, and then afterwards, this the grief that I went through and how God gave me songs like Walk by Faith and I Still Believe to really, really comfort me. And then he used it to comfort other people.
Yeah.
So that's pretty amazing because I didn't write him going, I'm going to write a hit song. It was more like,
right.
God, I don't know what to do right now. And he's like, I'm going to give you a song that you can sing.
Yeah.
So pretty incredible.
It's just so cool that the Irwin brothers are making this movie about this painful part of your life. It will help a lot of people, so I'm excited about it. I understand you also have an album coming out very soon.
Yes.
And what's the title of the album?
So it's called The Story's Not Over. So I know you probably can't hear me because it's so loud.
Can you repeat that? Because my ears are bleeding from the noise. What?
I have to laugh because we're both like staring blankly in each other's eyes. It's called The Story's Not Over. God gave me these songs, I really believe, because he was preparing the movie to come out. And the whole album is basically a journey of my life. I share about this is what I've been through, what God's done. You know, here's the song called The Story's Not Over is saying that through all the hard times and trials, the story's not over yet. He's got a plan, a purpose, and it's continuing. And so I feel like this album is such a journey of my life that it'll go so well with, I didn't plan it that way, it just came out.
Yeah.
It'll go so well with what God is doing with the movie.
Unbelievable. Well, I know you have to run because you probably have to, like, rehearse or something like that. But it's good to see you.
You too.
Here, and I look forward to hearing you up on stage later. God bless you, my brother.
Yeah, thank you. And if you guys don't know, his book, Luther, I've read. It's amazing. So I'm plugging your book.
Right on.
It's amazing.
And I haven't heard your album, but I'm sure it's awesome. Yeah. Thank you.